Yes, all right, I'm coming. Oh.
Hello, Dorian.
What the hell are you doing here?
Haven't you heard? It's the end of the world. It's New Year's Eve.
And?
I was hoping I might spend it with you.
Coming soon from Big Finish Productions.
It's coming, isn't it? The big one. Uh-huh. The year 2000. We won't see anything like this again in our lifetime.
Some people are saying it's the end of the world.
You don't believe in all that Armageddon nonsense, do you?
Sadly not. No, my world ended a long, long time ago.
31st of October, 1920. 8th of November, 1984.
What if every traffic light in London failed at the exact same moment? Life support machines, air traffic control, even the simplest things we take for granted. Heating systems, car park barriers.
Sounds absolutely terrifying.
It is terrifying.
Nothing worse than a broken car park barrier.
You can be as sarcastic as you like, but as soon as the clock strikes midnight on New Year's Eve, that is it. We'll bear witness to something that has never happened before, and we don't know what will happen.
I've had to deal with the likes of you all my life. Young boys who think they know better than me, all because they can afford the right kind of tailor.
Thomas, seriously, I'm warning you.
And I'm telling you, you will listen to me when I'm talking to you. I've still got some fight left in me, you see. I'm not a pushover.
You know what? I've got better things to do.
A new decade was fast approaching, marching with unstoppable purpose. And for good or ill, changes were coming.
Don't you recognize me, Thomas? You found my corpse on New Year's Eve, and now he's come to find you.
The Confessions of Dorian Gray is brought to you by BigFinish.com.